FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and exciting on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide magazine, and today I'm chatting to Chef Caroline Lamb of the Red Room by Chef's Warehouse at the Belmont Mount Nelson Hotel. Welcome to the show, Caroline.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
I know you've been working closely with Liam Tomlin and David Schneider since the restaurant's inception, but now you are heading the team. Congratulations on the new job.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
It's quite a journey. You started as a pastry chef.
Yes, yeah, so I studied through Silwood. I did their three-year course and then went into pastry with the Lacalum Group, and I did that for about 5 years. Okay. And then came to the Red Room as a pastry chef and then was given the opportunity to head up the kitchen.
I always think a pastry chef has such immense attention to detail. Nothing ever, because of the, you know, food is science and art, but there's such an emphasis on the science. Every little aspect of a dish matters to you.
Yes, no, definitely. And I think that's given me a big up, especially in this kitchen when we work with so many doughs and pastries as well.
Lots of Asian ingredients. What are your favorite Asian ingredients?
Oh, the list is so long, but at the moment I love working with doenjang. So it's basically a miso paste with soy sauce, but the depth of flavor is just amazing in that.
And what are you using it in?
So we do a vegetarian main course. It's the broccoli dish. So we do like a doenjang puree with a little bit of aubergine in it, and then we deep fry some kale, and then we've dehydrated doenjang as well, and we've just sprinkled that on. So it just brings out those flavors a lot more.
Oh, wow. So do you use that like you would a salt?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good tip. Wonderful. And Caroline, tell me that amazing whole fish dish that is now sharing the stage with your Peking duck as a signature dish. How do you prepare that fish?
So that is made with a Vietnamese sauce. So it's like lots of ginger, garlic, lemongrass, a little bit of hoisin in there, soy sauce as well, just all come together. We season it with a little bit of sugar. We don't use salt in there because of the soy sauce. And then what we do is we take the fish and we debone it, but keep it whole. And then we oven roast it in the sauce.
And what fish do you choose to use?
So we work a lot with abalone, so sort of what the fish is of the day. So we've been using a lot of Cape bream at the moment.
Okay. So when I enjoyed that dish when I was at the Red Room, would have been a Cape bream?
Yes, that was Cape bream caught fresh on the day.
And what other uses are there of Cape bream? Because I know abalone do home delivery. So if I order that at home, what would you suggest I do with the Cape bream?
Oh, you can do so much with it. You can take it off the bone, you can pan fry it, you can deep fry it as well. It's such a versatile fish.
And now tell me about the desserts, because obviously with your pastry chef background, the desserts are going to be exceptional. What's your favorite on the menu?
So a dish that we've recently put on the menu is the miso millionaire shortbread.
Oh, that's
so
sounding
good. So it's just
good.
A play on just a normal millionaire shortbread, but what we've done is we've made a sesame base, short crust base, and then we've made the caramel with miso.
And what sort of quantity of miso do you use in the filling, in the caramel? Because I'd love to try that at home. What a tip.
So if we make a 2-liter batch, we put normally about 30 grams of miso in.
Okay, so it's quite a bit.
Yes.
Wonderful. And what else is on the dessert menu?
Oh, we've got our lovely coconut parfait. So it's basically a frozen mousse that we put on the plate, and we make a honeycomb and dark chocolate crumb. We sprinkle that on with a little bit of salted caramel.
And what would your favorite
dish? That's one of my favorites.
Oh, is that your favorite? Okay. you've also got a great array of little plates at the dim sum and all sorts of really zesty dishes. What's happening in that part of the menu?
So that section is called our kitchen favorites. So it's basically what we've done over the past year, and then just the amazing feedback that we've got from the guests. We've just kept those dishes on. So it's more like your tapas style dishes. So you've got your prawn toast, you've got your dumplings, you've got your pork ribs, pretty much anything you can imagine.
Well, they were all equally delicious, I have to say, the array. And there's something quite special sitting with friends and family at a circular table with that lovely Lazy Susan in the middle and just being able to pass the dishes around. It's a great way of eating.
Yeah, it's a nice sharing experience.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us and giving us some inspiration.
No, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Chef Caroline Lamb of The Red Room by Chef's Warehouse at Belmont Mount Nelson Hotel. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours to devour. Happy dining.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.